Hi guys, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me as we kick off week three in our race plan, trying to find our groove over 30 days. Last week, we spent all 5 days talking about calling, the specificity of knowing we were called to the person in Jesus. We were called to be a part of the purposes of God, which are people. We have called to make sure we function within our passions so that we enjoy the journey and we maximize what we do. We recognize that we were put on a path, and everything we have experienced, God is using for His glory and His benefit. Even the mistakes we've made, there's a learning there. And then finally, to the right position and the recognition that when we're there, our task is now that I have kind of discovered God's will, God's direction, God's calling in my life, now I have the opportunity to work towards staying there. Because when we get outside of that, we find life getting extraordinarily difficult. So in that time, talking about calling, we want to recognize that about 70% of us, believers, followers of Jesus, about 70% of us have a hard time trying to articulate the calling of God in our life. And that's one of the reasons we want to make this a big deal, to give you this quantum leap in trying to seek after God's will for your life. So to do that, I really believe that we need to answer a few things, including, I believe the answer is one that only you will know when you know what God is calling you to. I believe He confirms it several ways. Number one, I believe God confirms our calling through His Word, through the Bible. If you want to know God's voice, guys, spend time in the written record of His thoughts, the Bible. For it's there that you learn His character and His overarching will for His people, including you. Your individual calling will always line up with God's thoughts, and the best way to know those thoughts is to read them for yourself in the Bible. This is the first step to receiving confirmation and peace concerning your calling. So guys, what I would ask you to do is, are you focused on and are you in that zone where you're willing to say, I need to spend about 10 minutes reading the Word of God every day? Now, I believe listening to these podcasts is a certain wonderful source. I believe God's using them. But guys, at the same time, you need to be in the Word on your own. And you've heard me mention HeReadsTruth.com. And if you download that app on your iPhone or Android, it will feed you scriptures that you get to select in a series, and it is a wonderful tool. It reminds me every morning at 6 a.m., it's time to get in the Word. So first, confirm your calling through His Word. Secondly, I believe God will confirm your calling by pointing your heart in a specific direction and giving it a specific desire. Remember the psalm we were talking about in last week. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart, Psalm 37:4. If you're delighting yourself in the Lord and in His Word, He will give you the desires of your heart. But why would He give you the desire if He had no intention of fulfilling that desire? The answer to the question should be obvious. He wouldn't. But this is why it's so important we make sure that we work hard to stay in the groove, to stay on the path that God has us in, centering our life in His will. He gives us a passion for our calling, so we will go out and achieve it. Passion is the fuel that drives you. Your calling is what keeps you focused on your passion. You are fueled by passion and guided by calling. And third, I believe God confirms your calling through the people around you, those who know you best, not the folks you put on a show for, but those people that you know best. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. God will help you keep your calling sharp by using your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, maybe your pastor or other people, other guys to speak into your life. So listen up to what others have to say about you and your calling, and never turn down wise counsel. The best part, by listening with an open heart and responding in kind, you'll often sharpen them right back. And then finally, guys, God will confirm your calling by revealing your specific and individual assignment when He sees fit. God knows exactly the time you need to receive your assignment, and He'll make sure you know it at the right time. It can be difficult, but we often have to trust God even when we don't have the patience to do so. Ultimately, though, His will is best. So your homework assignment today, guys, is this. Go back to paper and write down two things that you really know in your heart you believe God is wanting you to do. Now, maybe you haven't done any of it yet. Maybe you've been doing it for 20 years. But in your heart, you know today, this is something you know God wants you to move forward with. Write down two things. What are they? Then We're going to have another time where we have three columns today. First column, remember, two things you know God is wanting you to do. Second thing is, then what are you doing about that this week? So what are you going to do about it this week? Then go to the third column and say, what do you believe that you would have to change to make sure you kept being able to do that? First line, two things. What do you believe God's calling you to do? And what does that mean? Second column, then what are you going to do this week about those two things? The third one, what is it you need to change so you can do those things consistently? All right, guys, we've had a great day together. We've kicked off week three. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for Man Church. And when we talk about Man Church, remember, we're talking about building a race plan to help you find your groove in these 30 days. God bless you guys. See you tomorrow.